Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The North American International Auto Show continues today in Detroit, and there have been some surprising headlines already, including the resurrection of cars like the Jeep Wagoneer and the Ford Bronco, made famous by the O.J. Simpson car chase. Michelle Krebs, senior analyst at Auto Trader, joins us with more. Michelle, first, why do you think these companies are bringing back these old cars?
Well, they're great names, and they had loyal followers, and also all those vehicles are in segments that are selling really well. Small trucks like the Ford Ranger, they haven't sold it in a few years, but GM came in with the Chevrolet Colorado and GMC Canyon a few years ago, and it is just booming sales. So Ford decided to jump on that bandwagon. And then all the others fall into the category of sport utility vehicles, and it just seems like Americans cannot get enough of sport utility vehicles.
And on the issue of the Bronco, you think we've gotten far enough away from the OJ chase that that is not associated with that anymore? Or with all these new shows coming out about OJ, does that actually help sales of the Bronco?
Good question. But it certainly is a brand name that everybody knows one way or the other. So it can't hurt. And you know, they've got a loyal following base that has wanted that Bronco back for a long time.
And these are big cars. Are we returning to an era of big SUVs?
Well, they're not huge. I mean, compared to the past. I have to say, people call these gas guzzlers. The auto industry has made amazing improvements in fuel economy. A decade ago, you might have gotten a truck that got fuel economy in the teens, maybe even the single digits. Now trucks are getting close to 30 miles per gallon, so they're not OJ's Bronco. We're seeing all kinds of work being done in lightweight materials and better fuel economy from the engines and all kinds of technologies that help get better fuel economy.
What are the other trends you're seeing this year at the auto show?
Well, I think some people were very disappointed in the Detroit Auto Show that there wasn't just a wow vehicle like a few years ago with a Ford GT or a Chevrolet Corvette. But it was a really bread and butter show about sport utilities and trucks. There were a few, interesting new cars. But by and large, consumers are buying sport utilities and trucks. So this was the car show of today of what people are buying. We saw this past year, both in the luxury and non-luxury segments, sport utilities outsold cars.
And is President-elect Donald Trump front of mind there because he's been specifically calling out certain automakers?
Well, yes. Donald Trump was not at the auto show, but his presence was felt immensely. It was during the press day yesterday. He was the talk of the show. Every auto executive was grilled on what does a Trump presidency mean for the auto industry. I got a lot of questions on that. So, yes, he is very much being talked about at the auto show and what his presidency means for the auto industry.
Any answers on that question?
No, even Fiat Chrysler's Sergio Marchionne, who's never with a shortage of answers, said, "You're asking me questions I don't know the answer to." Hmm. I think that what we'll have to see is what actually transpires in the next 100 days. What do we think really will happen in terms of tariffs, tax reform, infrastructure spending in the next year? It could have a positive impact on car sales. It could have a negative one. It depends on which way we go.
That's Michelle Krebs, who is senior analyst at Auto Trader. Michelle, thanks so much.
Thank you.